Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line, Dr. John Selleck, epidemiologist with the VA here in Western New York, also with Kaleida Health. He's joining us now to talk about the new COVID variant and what we need to know. That new variant, Dr. Selleck, Omicron, which I guess if the goal was to make it sound as threatening as possible, achieved with that name. But how threatening is it? I mean, what do we know exactly about this right now?
Well, actually, our knowledge is somewhat limited. You know, this was just identified in South Africa. I think the one thing that worked out very well with this is, unlike in the past, everybody, and particularly the South African version of our CDC, was very transparent with this and you know, let everyone know that they were seeing these cases and made specimens of the you know, samples of the virus available. So it's going to take us a couple weeks to figure out exactly what is going on with this. It seems like it is spreading more easily than other variants. It's now responsible for the bulk of cases in South Africa. You know, everybody is trying to read the tea leaves, looking at the first 100 cases that they identified, that they're, you know, that they were less severe, occurring in younger people, et cetera. But I think it's kind of early in the game to know this. But the big things that we want to know, along with whether or not it's more transmissible, is whether or not it causes more severe disease, which as they see more cases, we'll get a better idea of that. And then the big question is, Will this turn out to be what we call an escape variant, one that's able to evade the immunity from our vaccines or from, you know, those people with prior infection who do develop good immune responses? And that's just going to take a little bit of time. But I think, the more important thing is that we know about this up front, and we can start working on this now, unlike what we saw with Delta, where we, we're kind of behind the eight ball, and it was, completely all over the place before we even knew about it.
All right. Do you know, Dr. Selleck, if we have the ability here in Western New York to identify the variant through testing?
Yes, we do. We don't identify any of these variants with our routine testing. But there's a very good program that's been going on now for a good chunk of this year with one of the molecular labs at the University at Buffalo. And they've been doing a couple hundred specimens per week for quite some time. And for the last, since June, it's been, 99 point something percent Delta. So doing, a number of these tests every week, we will, hopefully be able to get a sense of when this shows. I think the expectation is you see that what's happened since, since Thursday, Friday, that we went from, these have shown up in South Africa primarily, and there's been a couple cases here, a couple cases there. I see that one of the, I think it's the Portuguese soccer team, don't quote me on the country on that, has a large number of cases. Cases have been found. I think I saw somewhere that there was one identified in Canada and a traveler and many other countries. So there's no doubt that this is, you know, that this is going to spread. And again, the key thing is going to be what our immunity looks like to this, and whether or not our vaccines are going to need to be tweaked to work better against this.
It seems that in the areas around South Africa, and I saw in Johannesburg especially, that the majority now of COVID infections are being caused by this strain. But so far, there has been no real reports of the death rate or hospital admissions or any of those rates, you know, increasing in any significant way, shape, or form, right? That they're kind of either staying steady or we've even heard of mild symptoms. If that is the case, wouldn't that be what we would expect, right? And what we've talked about for the last 2 years when it comes to infectious viruses, that generally speaking, they would look to mutate, to adapt, to become more transmissible and less deadly?
Well, I think that you have to be you have to be a little bit careful in this interpretation, because again, we only have a handful of days of data on this, and we know that the more severe outcomes like hospitalization and death, they always lag by a couple weeks. We don't always see this, showing up immediately. I mean, our hope has always been that as the virus accumulates more mutations, that it becomes less fit. But that's not an absolute. It may well be more transmissible, but we don't. We don't know whether or not this is going to be less severe. So I wouldn't bet the house on that one yet. Like I said, we all want to know everything about it right away, but you know, it's going to take us a good couple weeks before we actually see what's going on.
Is there any reason for someone to hold off on getting a booster shot until they know whether it works against this variant?
No, absolutely not, Susan. In fact, it's the exact opposite. And I think that many people in my line of work have already recognized that people are going to say, let's wait and see, if they wind up reformulating the vaccine. I would encourage everyone who's not vaccinated to get vaccinated, and everyone to get a booster. We know that with the booster, that the amount of antibody goes up dramatically, and it's unlikely that this new variant will completely escape our immunity. The question is, how much will it escape our immunity? So getting the booster and getting your antibody levels up to a very high level, very juicy level, whatever you want to call it, is going to be important. So again, I think this is, this is going to be in our hands to prevent this from becoming a problem. So, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Absolutely get a booster now. And if need be, there will be tweaks to the vaccine. One of the concerns always about making too many changes to the vaccine is if you make it too specific to one particular variant and then a different variant takes over, then you need to change it again. So even though the companies are already working on their next potential formula for vaccine, right now I would encourage everyone to get the current vaccine, get that good antibody boost. And this will give us certainly some protection, and hopefully it will be a lot of protection.
We should expect there to be many more variants in the future, right?
Well, I think that the nature is, as long as we, and by we, I'm talking about humans in general, as long as we allow the virus to run rampant cause the millions and millions of infections that we're seeing, there will be mutations. I mean, these, you know, all of these small RNA viruses, they, excuse me, they accumulate mutations on a regular basis just from, excuse me, just from multiplying, just from replicating. So there are always mutations. The issue is that not all mutations are beneficial. You know, there are a lot of mutations that do nothing, or some actually cause it to become less fit for transmission. The problem is we don't, you know, there's no way to predict which particular format is going to come out of this. So, you know, we will always be in the position of seeing these mutations come up as long as we have, you know, this kind of reasonably uncontrolled replication of virus. You look at something like measles, where we've had a very solid vaccine for decades and decades. We have not seen major mutations because there's not that much measles going on, you know, being, you know, happening and being transmitted in most of the world. So that's the, you know, that's the place that we have to get with this. We have to get a lot of people vaccinated so that it's not replicating as much and the mutations are not, you know, coming up as quickly and not giving a, you know, a real advantage to the virus in terms of its ability to spread or cause disease.
Dr. Selleck, thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. John Selleck, epidemiologist with Kaleida Health and the VA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.